This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Really cool. So welcome to Joy first and foremost.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
You've been here a couple of times, hey?
I've been to this studio for, a couple of times, but I remember the old Joy where you were probably only a little baby when I was going to the old Joy.
Yeah, probably in the womb still, yeah.
But I've been coming to Joy for a really long time.
Okay, well, yeah, welcome
again. It feels like a second home.
Hey, I've got a friend who's a massive fan of yours, and he's messaged you, I reckon, like, out of the last 3 years, at least, like, five times a year, asking you a specific question.
Okay.
Now, you're a busy lady. You've got so many followers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he didn't get a response. Do you think it'd be possible for you to respond to him today?
Yeah. So, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
So, I try to go through all my Instagram and Facebook messages and stuff like that. I can't reply to everyone. Sometimes I choose to not reply if it's a really inappropriate question.
Okay.
But then sometimes if it's a really inappropriate question, I like to answer. So, it's sometimes I don't answer because I haven't seen it because there's too many or I have chosen to ignore. So hopefully that's not one of those ones.
This is a good question. Hey, instead of waiting, he's on the line now.
Oh my God.
Xander, would you like to ask Ricky your question?
Hey, Ricky, I promise you it's not an inappropriate question.
It's okay. Look, I'm with you with me now, so I can't avoid it, even if it is. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be talking to you.
I know, let's have a chat.
Okay, so the question I've been asking for the past about 3 years...
Why am I so nervous?
...is where is Ricky Lee 5?
Oh, RL5. I've been seeing... where is RL5? RL5 is... I was just about to say in the can, but it's not in the can. There are RL5. Imagine RL5 is... how do I explain it? Like the mum with heaps of kids. And we've got to cull some of the kids. Some of the kids aren't going to make it. I've been writing songs for years. I moved to the US. Not Too Late was the first song that came off, I guess. Not RL5 because that's not really part of an album yet. Then Unbothered. But those are songs that have come off what would be eventually RL5. But it is tough because albums are not really a thing anymore.
It's true. It's true.
Well,
it's
like, what was what
being single?
I mean, you'll probably shoot straight back at me with an answer. But what was the last album you listened to?
Dance in the Rain.
Hey, good answer.
That's why he's here.
He's good.
Xander, does that answer your question that you've been waiting 3 years for?
Oh, it does. It does. But when it gets here, I'll be very excited. So please don't let it be too long.
No, well, I mean, I want you to know that I have been working on music. And if it was up to me, I would just have put the songs out. When I first came back, even before Not Too Late, I would have put, there's a song out that I really, 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 it's my favourite song out of all the songs I've ever written that I wanted out before Not Too Late. So the hard thing for me, you guys have to understand, is that I'm holding on to all of these songs that I love and I just want you to hear. But I can't give them to you yet. We just have to wait a little bit. But yeah, I can't wait to give you the songs. I honestly wish that I could just literally send them to Spotify right now and iTunes and say, hey, just put them up. Let's just do this. And not even worry about trying to make it an album or anything like that. So I want you to know I am working on songs and they're so great. They're so good. I love them. And I can't wait for you to hear them.
I reckon that answer's worth waiting 3 years for.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
Thanks for holding on the line, Xander.
Bye, Xander!
Bye!
Now, Ricky.
I thought it was going to at least be an inappropriate question.
Sorry about that. He was just so eager.
I love that. I love that.
You're the new host of Australia's Got Talent,
am I
correct? Which is so exciting.
Yeah.
And whenever I sit around the couch with Mum, we always wonder what our talent would be. Now, of course, for you, singing would probably be one of them.
Yep.
But if it weren't to be singing, what would your talent be?
I'm really good. So, like, imagine Tetris.
Yeah.
But with, like, packing luggage and putting things in boots of cars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, if that could be a talent, I'd be really good at that.
I think that's it. Like, that's phenomenal.
That's a good... I'm a good cook. And you know what's funny is my husband's actually in the studio. He never actually comes in. And I'm going to shout out and ask him what he thinks. What would my talent be?
Javi, get on a mic.
If I was on AGT, but I wasn't a singer... what would be my talent and be clean, because I know there's some, a couple of other good talents I got up my sleeve. Hey, honey.
Oh, I love it.
You can't think of anything. Nothing.
Because the luggage thing, he agreed.
The luggage. I literally just packed the car with all of the luggage that we're taking to the airport. So I'm that would be it.
Are you going to the air? Where are you going to the air? Where are you going?
I'm off to Adelaide.
Ooh, Radelaide, lovely.
Radelaide, yeah. Because we've got we just did the first show of the tour in Melbourne.
Yeah.
On Friday night, which was sold out and just such a crazy, amazing, fun show. But we have a show in Adelaide coming up too. So I'm going down to do some radio interviews and some promo. So I'll go and chat to all the lovely Adelaide people and sell off those tickets. And yeah.
You're living life large, aren't you?
Yes, we are. But it's been a crazy few weeks because AGT, we've just filmed all of the auditions. So we just did all of the Sydney auditions at Luna Park. Saw some crazy, insane, amazing, wonderful acts.
Yeah.
As well as in Melbourne here at the Palais that we had 2 days as well. So
who's your favourite judge? Because I know Manu is on the
Manu.
Panel.
Yeah, Manu. Manu's like of my course. New best friend.
Of course, the accent, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to go and cook with Manu. I want to go and, make
You're
something.
You're a good cook, right?
I am a good cook.
Okay.
I am a good cook. But see, I think that and my friends say that and everyone around me loves my cooking. But I feel like if I was to, cook with Manu, I would fall to pieces.
It's a different game, isn't it?
I would be like a contestant on My Kitchen Rules. I'd fall to pieces. Everything would go just wrong. I'd burn everything. Everything would be tough. It would just be terrible.
Yeah, I think you're doubting yourself too much. Well, ask Manu for some tips, though, maybe.
I will. Well, he's actually really sweet. He gave me his cookbook the other day. He was like, I know you like cooking here. Make some of these for Richard.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
He's so wholesome.
Yeah, no, he's a beautiful. Well, is he?
I don't know. No, you know him.
He's really funny. I think lots of people are used to seeing Manu very serious.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really funny. He's a really, really good guy.
He looks lovely.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to take a trip down memory lane because at age 15, you're really sporty, but you did your knee and you had to get a reconstruction.
Yeah.
How did you damage your knee? What happened?
So I was playing netball. I played netball for Queensland from when I was in grade 6. Yeah. I was a little gun. And that was what my goals were in life. I wanted to play netball for Australia.
Like the Vixens or something, yeah.
Well, yeah, I wanted to be a professional netball player.
Right.
And so I was the captain of my Queensland team and, yeah, I was really, really good.
Like really into it. Yeah, right, okay. Good. So take me back.
We had the trials for the Australian team coming up. I think I was 16 and it would have been my first, when the young team, whether it's the under-16s or the under-18s, I can't remember what it was. But, 2 weeks before that and I was playing a Super League game and I was playing against the girl. So I was a goal defence.
Yep.
And she was a goal attack. Of course. She was she's the girl that I would be on the team with in the Australian team had I eventually made it. So she's the gun Australian goal attack of that age group.
Remember the name?
I can't remember her name.
Okay, good. We don't want to call her out, do we?
But I have seen her since. The centre pass went. Anyone who doesn't know about netball, this is just going to glaze over. Yeah. Centre pass went. We ran out. I took an intercept. So they were throwing the ball to her. I took the intercept. I was in front of her
and I
grabbed it.
As a great defender should, yeah.
Yep, nailed her. I was yes! And you kind of run through a pass.
Yeah.
And as I was running through it, my knee kind of kept going and snapped the whole cruciate ligament in the middle of the knee. So that was really, really painful. And that was kind of, I guess, about 6 to 8 months out of playing netball. I had to go and have the reconstruction. And then while I was recovering from that, I used to sing in my bedroom and stuff.
Yeah.
And while I was recovering from knee surgery, my dad had his birthday and we had a band come and play at the house for his birthday. And mum kind of bullied me to get up and sing with the band because she always hears me singing in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And so I got up and sang with the band and I sung Not That Kind by Anastasia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they loved it, and that day they asked me to come and start doing gigs with them.
Was that Rev? Is that the band?
Yes! Oh, my God! What do you mean? Yeah, that was Rev, a band called Rev that I joined and started doing gigs 7 nights a week.
Okay, right.
When I first did my first ever gig, I literally knew, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman by Aretha
Great
Franklin.
Song. Great choice.
A couple of Anastasia songs, and I Want to Dance with Somebody, and that's all I knew. Whoa. And I would sit there and wait for my turn to sing my songs, and in the meantime, I'd look down at the ground. I couldn't look at people in the eyes. I couldn't talk on the microphone.
That's a shock to me.
Yeah. And, yeah, I just kind of went from there, and I kind of fell in love with it and just became obsessed with doing that and, yeah, was doing 7 nights a week, and I started to get this little following on the Gold Coast in the nightclubs and bars and clubs I used to sing at.
And you're how old?
15. I wasn't even allowed to be in the places. Whoa. And I'd be doing my grade 10 homework side stage, because you sing for like 40 minutes and then you have a 20-minute break.
You were a bit of a nerd, weren't you? Because you finished with like high honours.
Yeah, really. I got really good grades because my dad was super anal about making sure that I was only allowed to do gigs at night if my grades didn't slip.
Okay.
So I had to keep that up. So I had to study. So I'm side stage doing grade 10 maths. Everyone thinks that I'm a uni student because I really shouldn't even be in there.
Of course.
But I've got my grade 10 maths textbook.
Yeah.
But yeah, it didn't really help because all the subjects that I did really well, the only one that I didn't do well in was maths. I failed maths.
Okay, you and me both, it's
fine. Yeah, it just doesn't work with my brain. Numbers just don't, it's like...
Phones have calculators,
speaking
Ricky,
another yeah, it's like speaking another language. It doesn't make any sense. So.
I get you. Yeah. So on the side, you're doing schoolwork and then you're doing club gigs and then you're also writing music with one of your good friends. Do you remember what that friend's name was?
Zai.
Yeah, Zai Latu.
Oh, my God. I love when people do their research. This is so cool.
Do you still make music with Zai?
No, I haven't. But he's a good friend of mine. He's such a dude. He's got such a great voice. If anyone wants to go listen to some really smooth R&B music, he's just awesome. Yeah. But we started writing songs at my house, and there was a song that we wrote called Who's This? And in brackets, Ricky Lee. Yeah. And there were these big chants and everything. Who's this making the room shake? Who's this? It was kind of a bit R&B, making your body quake. Who's this moving your feeling like you've never, ever felt before? Ricky Lee! Big crowds, like,
can
saying
we,
that.
Where can I listen to this?
No, you can't listen to that.
Was that it? I got the live performance
that was
there.
It.
Oh, no.
But we used to record in my house, and we just had, like, these little microphones, and we'd put them... We would sticky duct tape them around, you know, my bed had not a four-poster bed, but it was like, you know, the knobs on the end of the bed.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, yeah.
And we would duct tape a broomstick around that and then duct tape the microphone around the top of it and then get a coat hanger, the wire coat hanger, because you're supposed to have a thing in front of the mic so it doesn't...
Yeah, your little
doesn't
pop
do
shield.
That. Yeah. Little pop shield. So you get a little wire coat hanger and you fashion it around. And I got one of a pair of my mum's undies.
What did mum do to deserve that?
And put them over the around the thing so the undies were like the pop shield that was stopping the popping happening on the microphone.
I love how that's
And that
what
was
you
how
use.
We recorded.
Not a t-shirt.
No, just mum. And why my mum's? I have my own undies. Why my mum's undies?
Well, would you want to, speaking to someone?
Yeah, so that was my first... experiences of recording. It was quite funny.
Oh, with Zai.
Yeah, with Zai back in the day.
With underwear in the bedroom.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
And I saw him recently at a friend's wedding and we got up and sang, and because we used to do gigs together as well.
Yeah.
And so we got up and sang and had some fun. It was he's great. It was so fun. What a great memory. That's so nice. I love a trip down memory lane.
Well, I'm glad that you still keep in contact with Zai. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, so Guy Sebastian, yep. Shannon Knoll, and Lee Harding. You beat all of them in the 2006 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award for the Fave Australian Artist.
Take that, guys.
Out of your achievements in life, where does that rank?
Getting a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty special. No, I remember growing up watching Nickelodeon, watching the Kids' Choice Awards, and dreaming of one day like going, getting slimed and winning awards and things like that. So really it was really cool to win those awards. I mean, it's no Oscar or Grammy or anything, but it was cool. And I still have my Nickelodeon awards at home.
Yeah, you got three of them.
Yeah, I have them. They're They're not on display because they're too colourful for my house.
Yeah.
But everything in my house is beige and white and cream.
How fun.
So, yeah, those bright orange awards are sitting pretty in the downstairs closet.
It's fine.
They're but in the that's okay. They're in, they, I've got
You've
them
won
still.
Them. Guy doesn't I've, have them. Neither no, does Shannon.
Take
that's
that,
fine.
Lee Harding.
I want to bring it back to present day because obviously you are on tour, which is phenomenal. My friend that has been stalking you went and he sent me videos. He loved it.
Oh.
And you're singing songs from A Star Is Born. Yeah. And one of the most popular songs is Shallow.
Yeah.
Now, Lady Gaga, I want to read this directly. She talks about how, to her, that song means connection between men and women, speaking to each other, hearing one another on an equal level, and also when men sometimes don't hear women and sometimes push them down in society. How does Gaga's words resonate with you?
That's funny because I've actually never thought about the song like that. And that's it's quite beautiful. It's quite beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
But I just, all of the songs on that soundtrack are written so beautifully. And I think Gaga, I'm a fan of her music and of her as an artist because she is such an evolved thinker. And when you hear, when you watch her do a show and when she talks about the songs and where they came from and where she drew the inspiration from, it's really nice to hear the stories where she draws that from. So I always really enjoy listening to her live on stage and talking about the songs, and she said a lot of great things about Shallow and how they wrote it, and I just think all of the songs have such not only beautiful melodies but great messages in them. Yeah. And it's an awesome movie. Have you seen the movie?
You know what, I haven't.
Oh my goodness.
Because I heard of the ending and it made me cry, and I thought if I could just hear it.
See,
and
whoever
cry.
Whatever friend you have that already ruined the ending before you saw it should not be your friend anymore.
I know.
But you should watch it. It's quite a because I grew up, The Bodyguard was the movie that I grew up. That was like the defining movie of my growing up years. And I feel like when I watched A Star Is Born, it reminded me of that, the way that I fell in love with those songs and the characters in the movie, and that the songs carried so much weight, not only because of how great the songs were, but because of how emotional the story of the movie is.
Yeah.
So I've loved, absolutely loved, kind of digging my teeth into the songs from the Star Is Born soundtrack. Shallow's a great song, but there are so many incredible songs on that soundtrack, songs that I think are like new classics, like... You know, we always say, probably not you because you're like 7 years old and you're a young, beautiful young man. But like there aren't songs, those classic songs. Adele and Sam Smith are the only ones that come close to the
and
old
the Buble,
songs.
Of course.
Like
Buble,
but those songs like Elvis and the Beatles, like real songs.
Yeah.
And Elton John. And I think these songs really kind of tap into that old school
bit of soul in
classic
it, yeah.
music, and I really enjoy that. So it's been really nice as an artist to just stand on stage and sing great songs. So the first 50 minutes of the show, we do songs from the movie and the soundtrack, which is so much fun. And I've got a great guy that sings all of the Bradley Cooper parts. His name is Michael Duchesne, and he's got an amazing voice. And then we jump over and switch in the glittery costumes, and out comes the old showgirl. Yeah, we do about an hour and 20 of my all of the songs that I've released over the last 15 years. It's a bit of a trip down memory lane, and we go all the way back to Australian Idol. I do I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston, from The Bodyguard, of course. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, Michael Jackson, Proud Mary, It's Raining Men,
oh,
Young
fun.
Divas. It's
that's
a really
so fun.
It's a really fun party set. And after we did it on Friday night in Melbourne, people were saying it was so amazing to watch the Star Is Born set, and then, you know, we laughed and we cried with the songs and we sang along, and then we just, everybody was up on their feet dancing the whole time. It was just such a great crowd and a great atmosphere and a really fun party.
I'm gonna get tickets with Tom. I think it'd be so fun to go and dance.
Yeah, so the second show, we had to add another show here
you
in Melbourne.
Sold out.
Yeah, it sold out.
Whoa.
So we had to add another show, and this second show is actually kind of half sold out already.
Yeah,
it's on the 13th of December. So if anyone wants to get tickets, come. It's a really, honestly, such a fun show. Yeah. Not just for me, because I'm on stage and I get to watch everyone's faces, but the response that I had was so great. And the videos that I got to watch of everyone posting online after the show was so cool.
Yeah. Look, you've heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to ricky-lee.com to get your tickets for the Friday the 13th of December at the Palms at Crown.
Yep.
It's going to be a great show. The first one sold out really, really quick.
Really quickly. So it kind of that we were only really going to do a one-off show here in Melbourne, and that's the reason that we did a tour, because it just kind of in 2 or 3 weeks sold, and it was just like, oh wow, okay, sure, this will be fun, let's do it, let's go on tour.
Supply and demand. Were you ready to go on tour? What did you have to do to
I'm always ready to go on tour. Of course. Like I'm always waiting. I love performing. Is my favorite thing in the whole world. And we spoke to our friend Xander earlier. He wants RL5. I want RL. Like I my favorite thing to do. I work so hard on music constantly behind the scenes, even when I'm not releasing stuff. The thing I get to do the least is get on stage and perform.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite thing of everything I get to do, of making music videos, writing music, recording songs, traveling around the world, writing with amazing people, music videos and photo shoots, and coming and doing promo and talking to beautiful people like yourself and meeting fans. All of that stuff is amazing, but nothing beats the feeling of being on stage and performing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that's that's all I ever want to do. So I'm always ready to go on tour. But I do have to get ready for it.
Yeah.
I've got it's a big show for me. It's a big kind of 2 and a bit hour show.
Looks big. Yeah.
I'm the only singer on the stage, yeah, really kind of singing that whole time. So it's I've really got to make sure that I get my pipes ready.
Get myself ready. Yep, yeah.
Get my ass to the gym. Stop eating burgers.
Nah,
so I can fit into those sequin dresses. But yeah, other than that, I'm always ready to go. I'm good to go.
Well, Ricky Lee Coulter, from going from playing with Rev to now playing at the Palms at Crown. Congratulations. You're killing your career.
Thank you so much.
We've loved having you in this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you.
No worries at all.
I'll see you on Friday, the 13th of December.
I'll be there with sequins on as well.
Yeah.
I'll
match you.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.